There was some big news in the nation's capital yesterday, besides elections and politics. A federal judge there ruled to vacate Title 42. That's the pandemic-era protocol that allows U.S. border officials to quickly turn away migrants and asylum seekers. From the Fronteras desk in Tucson, Elisa Resnick has more.
The ACLU first filed this suit after the Trump administration enacted Title 42, citing the need to protect public health during COVID. Stephen Kang with the ACLU says lawyers before the D.C. court argued Title 42 did not stop the spread of COVID, and the government failed to find alternatives, like testing, vaccines, and social distancing.
You know, there's a variety of kinds of claims that we raised, but the core claim was that the agency acted arbitrarily in continuing to implement the Title 42 process.
The Department of Homeland Security did not immediately respond to questions about whether it plans to appeal the ruling. The Biden administration did attempt to roll Title 42 back earlier this year, but a separate court ruling in Louisiana sided with states that sued to keep it in place.
So effectively right now, there is an order out of Louisiana blocking the termination of a policy that has now been found wholly unlawful by the court in D.C.
Monica Langarica, a lawyer trying to intervene in the case on behalf of asylum seekers, says they're watching closely now to see what's next. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.